It doesn't take too much exploration of the writings and homilies and speeches of Pope St. John Paul II to discover what I think is probably his most quoted line, a passage that comes from the Second Vatican Council's document, Gaudium et Spes, the Joy and Hope document on the church in the modern world. And it goes like this. Man, who is the only creature on earth which God willed for itself, can fully find himself only through a sincere gift of himself. Sometimes that passage is summarized simply as the law of the gift. This idea that we often think we find fulfillment in life by getting what we want, by just pursuing whatever desire we have in the moment and thinking that if we satisfy that desire, then I'll be happy and content and at peace. But the fact is that we are made in the image and likeness of God, who is love, which means that we will be frustrated if we live our lives seeking simply to satisfy our every desire. Because love, simply put, is self-gift. Love is not getting for myself what I want, but giving myself away for another. And there's this paradox that when we learn to live our lives like that, then we find true happiness and meaning and purpose in life, because we're living in accord with how we are made, in the very image and likeness of God, who is love. It's really what our Lord is teaching in today's gospel parable. The rich man here, he isn't condemned simply because he's rich, although our Lord does warn elsewhere that riches make it more difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven. But the rich man's sin is that he is completely engrossed in his own life, in his own wants, his own desires. Woe to the complacent, our first reading said. He's so consumed with himself that he doesn't even notice Lazarus lying there at his door. And it continues even after death. It's interesting, the rich man now, after he's died and we're told he's in torment, his reaction is not remorse or regret for how he's lived. Instead, he says, send Lazarus over here to satisfy my need. Tell him to dip his finger in water and quench my tongue, which is burning here in these flames. Lazarus, for him, is nothing other than a means to his own selfish end. And our Lord in the gospel is calling us out of that attitude and into the law of the gift. If we dig underneath any of our sins and our struggle with sin, we're always going to find this pattern. Everything the church teaches us is sinful, is such because there's some sort of turning in on ourselves, rather than living this openness to the other, seeing our lives as a gift. To live that way is not easy. It's certainly the harder path. It's easy just to coast through life and to just look always for our own satisfaction and comfort. It's hard to make of our lives a gift to God and to one another. But in the long run, if we play the long game, if you will, the sacrifice, the self-denial of living the law of the gift is worth it, because we discover true and lasting happiness. If we're willing to give until it hurts, to quote Mother Teresa, we'll be amazed in the end at how beautiful our lives have become. The gospel and the heroic example of saints like Mother Teresa remind us also of what the church calls the preferential option for the poor. It's the poor in a particular way who have a special claim on us. The law of the gift demands that we live the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, and we reach out in love to those who are poor in some way. That's what Mother Teresa did. That's what her sisters continued to do so heroically. Mother Teresa would have been the first to tell us that she wasn't a social worker. She was a disciple who learned to see Christ hidden in the disguise of the poor. And in caring for them, she was expressing her love for the Lord. She lived this law of the gift in a most radical way. You know, it's interesting, when Americans would go to India and volunteer with Mother Teresa there in the slums of India, at some point she would always tell them, now you have to go back home. And when sometimes Americans would protest and see, but there's so much poverty here, I need to stay here and continue to serve, she would insist that there was also immense poverty in America. Even if we don't suffer the same kind of material poverty than other parts of the world, she would say America has an even deeper poverty, a poverty of love. There are people in your own home, she would say, who are alone and are starving for love. This is another form of that poor who have that preferential option. She also spoke very boldly many times in her life about the unborn, and how in America, the widespread practice of abortion, too, was a clear sign of a deep spiritual poverty in our land. Our Lord challenges us to notice Lazarus, to see him, and to live our lives by the law of the gift. So today, as we recognize him hidden here in the Holy Eucharist, let's also ask him for the grace to see him hidden in our neighbor, and especially in our neighbor who is materially or spiritually poor. Let's ask him for the grace to make of our lives a sincere gift, and in that way, to find ourselves by making a gift of ourselves. I'd like to conclude by just sharing with you the beautiful words of another Saint Teresa, Saint Teresa of Avila, who wrote this. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. St. Patrick, pray for us.